We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And every day, we're getting closer and closer to the world returning back to normal.
Oh, man.
As more and more vaccines get given out.
I love this. Jab me.
And it's got people...
You're not like supposed to get it all the time, Brooke.
I'll take 18 of them.
Okay. Give me the vaccine cocktail.
It does have people really excited.
Yeah.
And you've probably seen a few people posting photos of their vaccine cards up on their social media.
Right. Guilty. Ew, like a million.
Yeah. Guilty.
Throwing.
I got 600 likes, though. Worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
Throwing their soup sharing parties, 12 spoons, one bowl of chowder. You guys didn't get that invite?
No. I would not accept it.
You're missing out.
A little too soon, buddy.
But it's even made its way into sports.
Oh.
Because this is what happened the other week. A University of Illinois gymnast stuck his landing during his vault routine. And this happened. Here's the audio.
Same vault as Diab. Oh, and he sticks a landing. Not sure what that is.
It's vaccine.
Vaccine card? Whatever it is, if that's what it takes, sign me up for one of those cards.
He pulled his vaccine card out of his pants after he stuck the landing and flashed it to the cameras.
I love that.
What side effects?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how pumped he was.
Nah, he flexed.
That's amazing.
So basically,
a very warm vaccine card.
Basically, it's the new end zone like touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to see in the NFL next year.
Next thing, they'll set it up and they'll actually get the vaccine after a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're busting out the chair. Yeah. The nurse is coming out from the stands.
Here comes the alcohol swab. I know when I get my vaccine, yeah, I want to be just like that gymnast, and I promise to flash each and every one of you.
No, do not.
With my card, okay?
And don't pull out of your pants.
So we're getting close, guys.
Okay.
We're almost there.
Pants,
and now it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last. And I got Brooke. No, officer, that's not my husband chained to the furnace. I don't know what that man is. Fox.
What that man is.
You guys are so terrible. My husband is amazing.
Yeah, but you're not denying it.
Yeah. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens.
She's
Digital
like, he's so
Jake.
Submissive.
Please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Anytime you're dealing with industry first, you know it's going to be a challenge. And that's what Imperial Airways attempted to do way back a century ago. In 1921, they became the first airline to ever offer a certain amenity on board one of their flights. Keep in mind, back then they had wicker chairs for seats and could only fit 10 people to a plane, but it didn't matter. The passengers loved it, and if you can believe it, this amenity can still be found on planes to this day.
Ooh,
what was it?
I like this.
Interesting.
In 1921.
I can't get over the wicker chairs.
We complain now.
I know.
Can you imagine back then?
It's so uncomfortable. Just creaky. It's very loud.
Pier 1 imports?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are these extra flammable? They are.
Okay, so what are they offering in 1921? I mean, my first thought, of course, is something... I mean, food
Or drinks
would have been tricky because I feel like those planes are going to be real bumpy in 1921. It's not going to be a real smooth ride.
That's why the first thing I thought was like liquor, like a martini.
Yeah, but just normal drinks.
Isn't that
drinks
during
even.
Prohibition, 1921?
Oh, maybe, or right before it.
I don't know.
It'd be right around that time.
Yeah.
I could have my years off a little bit, but... Prohibition, Alexis, is when they outlawed alcohol.
Oh, I've been to a lot of speakeasies, bro.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I know what the theme is, okay?
It's a theme.
Interesting, because aviation had only been around for like 10 years by 1921, and they're already adding amenities to it.
Does it count as an amenity? the button that like calls the flight attendant over for help or something?
I don't know that that's an amenity.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts either.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe those wicker chairs were the first ones to recline. They reclined back 3 inches.
Because they were rocking chairs?
Yeah. And they've stuck to that tradition the entire time, all the way to today. They will not let you recline back farther than 3 inches.
I mean, I think like 1921, if you're in a drafty old plane, I mean, it wasn't old at the time, but still, those things were drafty, you'd want a blanket.
What if Possibly. It's opposite? What if it's so stuffy you need like a fan?
Let's get the question one more time.
In 1921, Imperial Airways became the first airline to ever offer one certain in-flight amenity. Passengers loved it, and to this day, it's still commonplace on planes even over 100 years later. What in-flight perk did Imperial Airways first introduce?
Ooh. What about the stuff that's inside the pocket in front of you? What if they had the first crossword puzzles
in
there?
Magazine.
The first SkyMall magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
Except it was like a Sears catalog.
Yeah, and they just had a bunch of old-fashioned bikes in there.
Yeah,
that's serious, dude.
I actually like that idea.
And I remember last time I was on a plane thinking, who still reads these? Because I'm like, you know, you're a normal people are on a tablet now, or you're on your phone.
I still look at them.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the people that still.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wonder where I should dine in Burbank if I ever go there.
Brooke is keeping SkyMall in business.
I like that one.
They also have barf bags in those seat front pockets. Maybe those were the first barf bags.
That's not an amenity people love. That's something they hate to do. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just saying before they had those, you probably just had to throw up in your lap and then deal with it.
You're on a plane, you're like, yes.
I'm going to go with magazine. I'm going to say that the airline offered the first magazine.
In 1921, Imperial Airways, which later on merged with British Airways, became the first airline to ever offer a popular amenity on board one of their flights. While flying through the clouds at a brisk 90 miles an hour, they wanted to give their passengers an option for entertainment.
Hey, Brooke, let's go!
And to accomplish that, they hung a giant white screen in the fore cabin and loaded a big projector in the rear, pressed the button, and gave their passengers a viewing of the film Howdy Chicago, making them the first airline to ever offer an in-flight movie.
Oh, my God, look
at it. That's so cool.
They're showing us a picture right now, and it's like wicker chairs in... I mean, it looks like a train car instead of a...
Yeah, it does look like a train car.
That's pretty cool.
Look at that, Jeff.
It is much better than magazines.
That seems like it'd be so bumpy, like the projection onto the onto the screen.
But they were still like, ah, boys, this is advancement in technology. Yeah. Crazy.
He did not get the answer right, and so somebody wanted to hear the song I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, standing up for this.
I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need you for is...
Good work, Brooke.
I liked it.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.